The Volumes of Truth, Volume 6. Reasonable Service. March 25, 2011, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Blessed is that servant of mine who seeks out the poor, whose heart is eager to help the needy, for they know my ways and seek to please me. Blessed also is my servant who gives out of the abundance they have received, for they walk in my ways. Yet most blessed is my servant who gives from their lack, for they do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with their God. Indeed, they have understood. Yet woe to those who ignore the poor and draw back their hand from the needy, while they sit at ease in their abundance. For destitution is coming, and shall be born out of great desolation. In the day I take away their abundance, and leave their houses desolate. Woe also to those who say they are my servants, yet refuse to help those in need, for only tears and sorrow await them. And woe to those who fail to give even the smallest amount, claiming they are in lack, for they have no trust, having learned nothing from the poor widow. Little flock, have you learned nothing from my word? Have you so quickly forgotten my letters, in where I have taught you the way in which you should walk? Indeed, who you choose defines what you do, as I have already told you. And who are the poor and the needy? How have you treated them, while entreating me? Do not lie to yourselves, beloved ones. Every one of you who sit at this table want for nothing. Shall you mince words over a dollar, while others sit upon the ground seeking to draw water from a pit? Shall you covet $5, or even 10, as you drive about in your automobiles, while your brothers and sisters abroad willingly walk miles to preach my word, with joy, even to their dying breath? And still some of you sit at ease in your padded chairs, punching the keys, saying within yourselves, I am delivered. You are not delivered. From the power of sin, yes, my children, I have delivered you. Yet some of you remain married to this world. And those who remain married to another, even to themselves, can by no means be joined unto me, lest adultery be brought into the house of the Lord. Beloved ones, you are my treasure. Yet some of you count yourselves as first, having loved another more than me. Therefore you must be last. For I search the hearts and minds. And that discipline reserved for the churches of men, is it not also for you, even to a greater degree? Or have you forgotten this scripture? For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Therefore choose. Make your decision. It is time. Says the Lord.